Third hour here on this Thursday afternoon. Going to be another hot one here in Nashville. May hit triple digits, possibly. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe with you, now joined by Predators defenseman Jeremy Luzon, who just signed a new deal, 4 years, two per, and he now joins us. Jeremy, how you doing?
Good, you guys?
Where are you right now?
I'm in my hometown. It's a little town of North Quebec, Val-d'Or. That's the name of it.
My guess is it's not going to be 100 there today?
No, it's not.
Very jealous, Jeremy. Very jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if you could send some cooler temps, that would be nice. It's only June. We expect it in August, but not particularly in June. Why did this organization, this franchise, this team make sense for you to sign up for 4 more years?
I just think the style that the team wants to bring every night fits right in how I like to play hockey. I'm a physical defenseman. I like to play hard. I like to be hard to play against, and that's what we try as a team to be hard to play against, so I just think it's a good fit.
I know it was a small sample size here with the Predators. I think you played 13 regular season games and then 3 games in the playoffs, but how did you feel about – we had John Hines on the show yesterday at an event we were at, and he sat down with us for about a half an hour, and I actually brought up you in that conversation. But what did you think overall of his system? You just talked about their style of play, but what else did you like about the system and moving forward? Obviously, you're going to see a lot more playing time, and how do you think that works for you as well?
No, like I said, I think the system too, like playing man-to-man hard. I'm a big defenseman that I like to close hard, so the overall of how Preds hockey is played with Coach Hines on the bench is the perfect system for the kind of player I am. So that's why when we negotiate, I feel like the longer I can play there in Nashville is going to benefit myself, but also the organization. That's why I'm super stoked and excited to be in Nashville for 4 years.
What did you think about the room? You've been in different rooms. What did you make of the room here in Nashville?
No, it's a great group of guys. Like the second I set foot in the locker room, everybody was so nice to me and felt welcome the minute I got there. So no, you can't ask for a better group of guys, and I'm super excited to be around those individuals for the next couple of years.
You had a unique perspective because you finished out the season here, but you played the bulk of the season with an expansion team in Seattle. In fact, the first game to kick off the season was against the Kraken, and the first win, unfortunately, by the Kraken organization was against the Preds. So you got to see them as the opponent. Did you have an opinion going up against them before you got here?
Yeah, I knew that, like, playing against the Preds, like, you just do the warm-up before the game and you see all the guys. They're a really big team, and they're, like, they want to play hard, so they're in your face. They're hard to play against. So I always didn't really like playing against the Preds, so I'm really happy to be on the Preds now.
How hard is it to keep up, you know, being hard on the forecheck, being a physical team, blocking shots, doing whatever it takes night in and night out, now that the schedule is back to a full season of 82 games and then hopefully and beyond, you know, playing in the playoffs? How difficult, though, is it as a player to keep up with that style for a long, grueling season?
It is hard because you play so much games and your body sometimes feels sore, you're tired. But you know how that's how we win games as a group. So you want to help your team. You don't want to be the guy that doesn't push as hard as the other guys. So when everybody pushing the same way and in the same direction, it helps. When you see your teammate playing hard, you want to play hard like them. So obviously, it's a hard style of play because you're in the face of your opponent, you're finishing your check, your body's sore, like I said. So it is hard, but it's so I feel like it's rewarding when you end up winning the game.
So you went up against Colorado in the first round of the playoffs. Here they sit up a game already in the Stanley Cup final against Tampa. What stood out to you about playing against Colorado? Obviously, they're fast, they're skilled, but how do you try to go about slowing down that Avs team? Or can you?
Yeah, I don't know if you can. They are really an amazing team. They're hard, they're fast. They're also if you try to analyze them, they're always going to find some other play with there's so much talent. They have so much talent on that team, so they're always creating offensively. So I think if there's a team that can beat them is Tampa. Obviously, they won the cup for 2 years in a row, so they have the depth, they have the players, so it's going to be a good series to watch.
We're talking to Jeremy Lauzon, Predators defenseman, just signed a new contract to remain in gold for the next 4 years. And you mentioned Tampa, and you know, I was talking to Coach Hines yesterday at our event, you know, and he talked about Colorado going up against, you know, a top-tier goaltender like Vasilevskiy. And, you know, I know you guys only see Tampa now twice a year, but, you know, going from your perspective, what is it like having to face somebody of the caliber of Vasilevskiy, and also, you know, a Vezina finalist like Juuse Saros that you face both with Seattle and then in practice every day?
Mm-hmm. No, obviously it's something hard, right? It's in your head all the time. As an opposing team, you know there's a good chance that Vasilevskiy is going to make an unreal save and keep their team in the game. So you just got to ship it in, not getting discouraged if he makes a couple saves. But like you said, he's probably one of the best goalies in the world right now. So and he won twice in a row, so he knows how to do it. So obviously, I think it's going to be hard for the Colorado to win a couple of games straight in a row against them.
You mentioned that you're a physical defenseman, but you're also versatile in kind of where you can play. You know, I think gone are the days. You only have a handful of guys that you say, okay, they're that top guy. They're gonna Roman Josi, prime example here in Nashville. But you have to be versatile as a defenseman to be able to play up and down the lineup. How have you kind of worked that into your game, and how has that evolved for you over the last few years in the league?
Yeah, I think I was lucky. It started in junior. I'm a lefty, but I always played on the right, so I'm really comfortable playing on the right. So that's the first step. The coaches can play me on left, on the right, and I'm really good defensively. I pride myself on not getting scored on a lot and playing hard, playing physical, and I'm simple with my puck plays and try to be to give a good first pass. So I think being simple and hard, and that's how I made my mark in the NHL, and I think that's why the coaches can have confidence in me.
What was it like for you, Jeremy, of being able to play, be in the same room with Roman Josi, a guy that likely is about to be a two-time Norris winner?
Oh, it's been incredible. I knew he was a great player, but I didn't know how good he was until I played with him. Obviously, he's super skilled. His offensive mind is crazy, and he's also good defensively. So I hope he's going to win the Norris for sure.
Talking to Jeremy Lauzon, Preds defenseman. So how do you spend the rest of your offseason? Obviously, you've had some time to kind of reflect on your short tenure in Nashville, but how your season went as a whole. What's the rest of the offseason look like for you?
So right now I'm in my hometown, like I said, Val d'Or. I spend all my summers there working out and skating and just relaxing, trying to recharge your batteries for next season. I'll be around Nashville mid-August.
Is there anything in particular as we wrap this up that you're going to be working on that you think you can get better at moving forward?
Yeah, I think obviously as a player you want to you want to work on everything, but I always work every summer on my skating and my puck movement and my puck skills. So I'll be working on that for the summer.
It won't be long. August will be here soon enough. Jeremy, congratulations on the new deal. We'll look forward to seeing you at training camp when you get back to Nashville.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for doing this. That is Jeremy Lauzon, Predators defenseman, new four-year deal. We'll come back and discuss this upcoming season for the Predators. Our conversation with John Hines yesterday, that conversation, we'll do that on the other side here on the DDC. ESPN 102.5 The Game, 106.3 and The Game Nashville app.